Okay, I give you at this time Mr. Rob Hancock of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Hi, everybody. This is Rob, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Once More. Yesterday Once More is the program that turns back the hands of time to those thrilling days of old-time radio. And today we bring you a very wonderful, delightful kids program entitled Bobby Benson and the B-Bar-B Riders. This program started sometime in the late 40s and ended sometime into the early to mid 50s. I'm not sure about the exact dates, but we're going to hear two wonderful examples of this program. Now, there's a very special way of enjoying Yesterday Once More, and that is to sit back in your favorite easy chair and relax, because it's Yesterday Once More.
Here they come. They're riding fast, and they're riding hard. It's time for excitement and adventure in the West with Bobby Benson and the B-Bar-B Riders!
B-Bar-B!
Today's exciting story, Double Dare. It's a brisk autumn day down in the Big Bend. Right now, two of the ranch hands, Windy and Irish, are sitting atop a corral rail looking at one of the valuable Brahma bulls recently purchased. Suddenly, however, the noose of a lasso snakes through the air and settles over Windy. A moment more, and he's toppled from the rail and sent staggering backward across the ground.
Little boss, why do you want to go and lasso me?
Sorry, B. Windy, you look like a newborn calf staggering at the end of that rope.
Oh, golly, Windy, I'm sorry if I scared you.
I darn near swallowed my bubble gum. I mean, it scared me. No, little boss. Shucks, I wasn't scared, but... You know, when a real tough hombre like me gets took by surprise, he's liable to start a shooting by reflex.
Shooting with what, your bubble gum? That rope had your arms pinned to your side.
Now, looky here, Irish.
Oh, I really am sorry, Windy. I was just practicing with my rope. Hunter showed me a new way to toss it.
Bobby boy learned fast.
He sure took care of a long-eared goat named Windy Whale.
Now, you keep out of this, Irish. So you think you're good with a rope, huh, little boss? Well, sir, suppose I give you a real test. Yeah. Let's see you toss a loop over that Brahma bull.
That'd not be fair, Windman. Too hard.
Heck, yes. Look at the width of his horns.
Now, don't go trying to back down, little boss. Go on. I dare you to lasso that bull.
I'm not trying to back down, Windy. But I don't think I'd better. It might be dangerous.
Bobby's right, Windy. That bull's ornery enough as it is. If we try to rope him, it's liable to make him mad.
And that Brahma's awful big. He could cause a lot of damage if he once got started.
Afraid to take a dare, eh?
Well, it's not that, Windy, but...
Well, go on, then. Go on.
Just ignore him, Bobby. He's just trying to salve his own conscience by asking you to do the impossible.
Oh, I could do it all right. Leastways, I think I can.
Then go ahead. Go on. I double dare you.
All right, then. I will.
Great, Bobby boy. More better you not take chance.
No, sir, Herker. I'm not turning down any double dare. Move over, will you, Iris, so I can get on the fence.
All right, Bobby, but be careful you don't get your legs inside. That bull is in a mean
mood. I'll be careful. I'll just get this rope ready.
Bobby boy, more than
that. Let him be, Harker. Go on, little boss. I'm watching.
I'll need a big loop to go over those horns.
That bull sure looks nervous. Maybe.
All right. There!
You missed. All you did was snick him in the nose with a rope.
Yeah, but look at the bull.
So golly, is he mad?
Hey, it looks like he's fixing to charge.
Get down, quick, Bobby boy.
Look out, little boss. Look out, here he comes. And there he goes.
You'll be all right, Bobby boy.
I guess so. I fell when I jumped off the fence, but... Oh, golly, how are we going to catch that bull?
Bobby, Windy, what's been going on here?
Oh, golly, Tex, am I glad you came.
The Brahma bull broke through the corral, Tex. Look, there he goes, heading towards the mountains.
You wouldn't think a critter that big could move so fast.
A bull like that can do a lot of things you wouldn't expect. Get your horses, boys. We've got to get after him.
Oh, golly, Tex, I'm sorry.
No time to talk now, son. That bull's big enough and mean enough to cause real damage if we don't get him back fast. Now get a move on, boys. Let's ride.
Faster, amigo!
Tex, look, the bull's turned. He's heading towards the Barkley homestead.
Doggone, there ain't nothing but women on the place.
Come on, we've got to head him off before he gets there.
Get up! Go on, faster! Go Glory be, look, Tex. The bull smashed clean through that fence.
Yeah, and kept right on going.
Doggone, that thing's a living battering ram.
We've got to get him before he kills someone. Come on, let's ride.
That bull must be clean out of his head. He ran right through that haystack.
Let's turn back toward the mountains. Come on, boys, we may catch him there.
He knocked that feed wagon right over.
But we're gaining on him. Faster, boys, faster. Hold on, boys.
We got him, Tex. He sapped himself in that canyon pocket.
Wendy's right, Tex. This pass is the only way out.
Yeah, he's cornered, but now how are we going to get him out of there?
Canyon be too narrow. No room for all of us.
And it'll take every rope and man we've got to hold that bull if he starts running again.
The chance of scaling the canyon wall and getting him from above, it's too steep.
Oh, but golly, there must be some way.
But how?
Hey, I got an idea, Tex. Yeah. If I could get him to come out through this pass, you fellas could rope him, couldn't you?
I reckon so, but how could you get him to come out?
Just leave that to me. Now, just get my saddle blanket off Mabel here.
Why do you need your saddle blanket?
Heck, little boss, ain't you never seen how them bullfighters work?
Bullfighters?
Sure, them, what is it the Spaniards call them? Cuspidors?
They mean matador, Windy.
Well, whatever kind of door it is, even they can do it, so can I. I'll wave this blank blanket at the bull till he comes out of the canyon. And you fellas can rope him.
No, Windy, it's too dangerous. You might be killed.
Well, doggone, we got to get that bull. And heck, I know this will work.
Well, all right, Windy, go ahead, but be careful.
Be awful careful, Windy.
Don't you worry about me. Just you have them ropes ready. Leave the rest to Windy Wells.
Good luck, Windy.
Oh, golly, Tits, you don't think he'll get hurt, do you?
I hope not, son. You know, there's no stopping Windy once he gets an idea in his head.
Well, she's just got to be all right.
All right, men, get your horses ready.
Get you ready here, Daniel.
Better get those ropes cinched tight around your saddle horns. When that bull comes out, it's going to take an awful lot to stop him.
Fellas, look. Windy stopped. He's just standing there with the blankets in his hand.
All right, you long-horned hunkers. He won't stay. Come on and get me. Well, come on.
Uh-oh. The bull's seen him.
That's a good thing Windy didn't go any further into that canyon, or he'd have been trapped himself.
That bull'd be crazy mad.
Look, Windy's slapping the blanket for the bull's just standing there, watching him.
Oh. What'd Windy want to go further into the valley after that bull for?
You'd better stop him, Jake.
Windy! Windy, come back!
Did not hear you, old gentleman.
Oh, he's still moving in on the bull.
Crazy fool. If that bull charges him now, he'll be trapped. Windy!
Windman, come back!
Jake, we've got to stop him.
Oh, we can't, son. If we make any sudden moves now, that bull is sure to charge.
He looks like he's fixing to charge now anyway. He's lowered his head.
Then shoot him, shoot him!
Oh, we can't do that, son. Windy's in the way. We'd hit him.
Glory be, and he's too far away for us to help him. We'd never get to him in time.
Amigo can! Get off, Amigo!
No, wait, Bobby!
Amigo!
He's going to try to reach Windy before the bull does.
He'll never make it. The bull's starting to charge now. They'll both be killed.
A race to the death as Bobby tries to save Windy from the maddened bull. Keep listening. In just a moment, we'll go back to Bobby Benson and his B-Bobby riders and find out what happens next in this exciting story of adventure in the West. But first, a word about a race we're having. Yes, sirree. We're really working hard to get those swell pictures of Bobby Benson and your official membership blanks out to you just as soon as possible. But frankly, you riders have really surprised us. We know how loyal you listeners are to the B-Bar-B, but we didn't know just how many of you would write in, so you'll just have to bear with us. We're having extra copies of the picture and membership certificate printed just as fast as we can, and rest assured that your personal copies will be heading your way just as fast as we can manage. Now, if you haven't received yours yet, please be patient here. Thanks. And now let's get back to the Big Bend and today's thrilling adventure, Double Dare. Trying to recapture the enraged Brahma bull which broke away from the B-Bar-B, Windy Wales has gone into a narrow canyon pocket, only to find himself trapped there. But then as the bull lowers its head to charge, Bobby Benson suddenly spurs his giant Palomino Amigo into action and sends him racing forward. Into the canyon he races toward Windy as the bull also begins its charge. The valley echoes with thunderous hoofbeats as the magnificent horse and the giant bull race toward each other, the tiny figure of Windy between them. For a moment, it looks as though either might reach its goal first in this race of giants. But then, in a sudden sprint, Amigo reaches Windy, and he swings into the saddle behind Bobby just in time to escape the maddened bull.
Little boss, You saved me. If it hadn't been for you...
You're skipping, Wendy. We've got to get out of here before that bull can charge again.
No, little boss, look. The bull's gotten out through the pass. And here come Tex and the feathers.
You know that, Bobby Boy?
Oh, sure, Harka.
Son, I... Go to work, Bobby.
Hank, it wasn't me. It was Amigo that did it all. Who wasn't it, fella? Tex.
What's wrong, Bobby?
I just noticed. Amigo's been hurt. Look.
Yeah, I see.
It looks like the bull's horn must have grazed his flank as he went by it.
Oh, is it bad, Tex?
Oh, it's not deep, but we better get him back to the ranch and patch that up.
What about Bull, Del Tano?
Well, we've missed our chance to get him, Harker. It'll be dark soon, and it'll be plumb suicide to try to track him in the dark.
Well, there's not much danger of his causing more trouble tonight, anyhow. He'll probably stay here in the mountains.
But tomorrow, we're coming out here again to get him. Now, let's head back for the ranch.
Hey, quiet, hero. They'll hear you.
What'd you do out here, Bobby boy?
What? Oh, it's you, Harka. I'm not doing anything.
Horse be saddled. Dog got collar on. You all dressed. That'd be a funny way to do nothing.
But the... old dog gone.
Where you playing go, Bobby boy? Not be good right at night.
Well, I might as well tell you. I'm going to try to find that darn old bull.
In dark? That'd not be good.
But golly, Harka, it's all my fault that the bull broke loose. I hadn't thought I was so smart and tried to rope him, the bull never would have gotten away.
How you find bull in dark?
You sure will find him, won't you, sir? I've been training him, Parker. He can follow trails by the smell.
Maybe so. Don't be smart.
We can find the bull tonight. Maybe even catch him.
Too dangerous, Bobby boy. You not try hunt bull in dark.
Well, I've got to, Harker. It's the only way I can square myself.
Me tell El Tejano to stop you.
Oh, Harker, you wouldn't snitch on me, would you?
You put Harker in bad spot, Bobby boy.
But you won't tell him, will you?
Me? No, me not tell. But not let you go hunt bull alone, either.
What do you mean?
You wait while Harker saddle horse, Bobby boy. Maybe so may not be able to stop you. Let me go along, see you not get hurt.
Well, golly, Harker. It's funny to be riding this horse instead of Amigo.
Not be for long. Amigo be all right.
Well, that's what Tex said. But he told me not to ride him for 2 days. Not until I... Hey, Amigo must have picked up the scent.
It's the way bull go when we last see him.
Oh, it's sure a good thing there's a full moon. Makes it almost like daylight.
That'd be good. We won't catch bull, not want him catch us.
Golly, what's Hero doing now? Going all around in circles, sniffing the ground.
Him try to decide which way bull go.
Hey, look, Harka, he's got it. There he goes. Come on, Harka, after him.
You're not going too fast, Bobby boy.
All right, but come on, Harka. Can't have
gone
much farther.
We ride many miles already.
Golly, in one trail.
In one canyon, out of the...
Hey, that's Hero Burton. Not like he found something.
Maybe him find bull.
Come on, we better get around there fast. Get
up! You wait, Bobby boy. Let Harker go first in case you see bull.
No, it's all right, Harker. There's Hero when I don't see the bull. Hold there. Golly, what's wrong with you, Hero? Why are you barking at that big rock there?
Look, Bobby boy. That'd be why him barked.
It's the bull. He was behind that rock.
Look out. Him gonna charge.
Parker, the horses, they've run off.
And here come bull.
No, look, Parker. Hero, stop them. He's snapping at the bull and keeping him there.
This'll be our chance. Quick, this way.
No, I've got to help Hero. I've still got my rope on.
You're not trying to rope bull. Not do any good.
But he's trying to trample Hero. I've got to stop him. Parker.
You come this way through here, then we call dogs. Come.
Parker!
Bull not be able to follow here past too narrow. There. Now call dogs.
Hero! Hero! Hero, come on, Hero!
Here come dogs.
Oh, come on, Hero. Oh, thank goodness you're all right. Oh, good boy, good boy. There's the bull almost caught him.
See, Bobby boy? Bull outside pass. Not can get through.
And golly, would he like to. Look at him, Harker.
Oh, now him real mad.
Well, he can't get us in here. Hey, but how are we going to get out?
This be Box Canyon. No way out but one pass.
Oh, and the bull's waiting for us out there. Oh, golly.
We'd be safe here, but no can get out.
Well, do you think the bull will give up and go away?
I think so.
Well, what do we do?
All we can do is wait. Boys from ranch find us.
But, golly, they probably won't even miss us till morning. You mean we're going to have to spend the night in this canyon?
Look that way.
Oh, gosh.
But not here. More better we sleep on ledge.
Why, well, Harka?
Maybe snakes in canyon. We'll not take chance.
Okay. Come on, Hero. Come on, fella.
Great, Bobby boy. That dog smells something. See our hair stand up?
What could he smell?
You find out. You wait. I could take stick syrup grass. Now me find out.
I still don't see anything. Tell me, hero, what's bothering you? There's nothing in that grass. Harker, behind you. It's a rattler.
Get back, puppy boy.
But he's glad to strike. Harker!
Me fix.
You did it. Oh, you kill him, Harker.
Me do.
Oh, God, if you hadn't been fast enough, you'd have... Why are you holding your arm now?
You're not fast enough.
Those spots are... You've been bitten. That rattler's poisoned you.
Harker, bitten by a poisonous rattler, in need of immediate medical attention. And yet there's no way that they can get out of that canyon. Be sure and keep listening. In just a moment, we'll go back to the Big Bend for the thrilling climax of this exciting story of adventure in the West. But first, we'd like to tell you about something that we discovered from the letters we've received. You know, a lot of the riders across the country have banded themselves together into local clubs of the BBRB riders. Well, that's something that we here at the BBRB are all for. You know, we hope to turn these clubs into a truly active force for good around the country, just as the BBRB is down in the Big Bend. From time to time, we're going to deputize you riders to perform real tasks for us. So how about starting now, All of you bona fide riders, tell your friends about your club and get them to listen to the BBRB with you. That way, when we're ready to go into action, you'll really be able to have a club that every one of you will be proud to belong to. Yes, sirree, it'll be a real mark of distinction to be able to say, I am a BBRB rider. And now let's get back to the Big Bend for the climax of today's thrilling adventure, Double Dare. Seeking refuge from the crazed Brahma bull which escaped from the BBRB, Bobby Benson, his Indian friend Harker, and his dog Hero find themselves trapped in a box canyon. But then suddenly, as they resign themselves to spending the night in the canyon...
Harker, that rattler bit you.
We're not killing fast enough.
But what are we going to do? You need a doctor. I'll have to try to get out of here.
What I can do, Bobby boy. You try to leave canyon, bull kill you.
But that rattler's poisoned you. We got to get out.
Not be any good. Too far to ranch. Poison work fast.
But Harker...
I treat bite myself. Do like my people do. Give me knife, Bobby boy. Must work fast.
All right, Harker, here, but...
Now, Bobby boy, look the other way. Not watch what Harker do. Must make bite bleed. Try to get poison out. You turn around.
All right, Harker. Whatever you say.
Now. Not look, Bobby boy. Must make bleed good.
Isn't there anything I can do? There must be something I can do to help you.
In a minute. No.
Harker, your arm, it...
Must be brave, Bobby boy.
All right, Harker. Just tell me what to do.
You see plant by side of canyon, one with red leaf?
Yeah, I see it.
You bring leaf, many leaf.
All right, Harker.
Careful, Bobby boy. Maybe more rattler here.
I'm okay, Harker.
Bring leaf fast.
Right, Harker. All right,
honey.
Here.
Tom,
what do I do?
Wrap around arm. Here, me do that. You get soft mud to bring here.
Mud?
The mud up there by spring. Bring plenty. Must cover whole body with mud and leaf. Bobby boy, work fast. Must work fast.
All right, Harker. Here's some more mud. That ought to be enough to cover you completely.
Good.
How do you feel now, Harker?
Here. Funny, like be in front of big fire in cold room. Cold one side, hot other.
Here, let me feel your body. Golly, Harker, you have got a fever. It feels just like you're burning up.
Yes. You're not worried, sir. Just keep mud on Harker.
Oh, what good will that do?
Save many of my people. Me see medicine men do this for me little boy.
And it worked?
Better bit by snake. Hot like me. Talk loco.
You mean he was delirious?
No. Medicine man. Him fix mud. Plant leaf like this. Say we'll drive out evil demon.
But that's just a superstition.
All Indian medicine talk about demon. We know not true, but medicine works sometimes.
Oh, it's just gotta work under heart. It's gotta.
Maybe we'll drive demon out of Harker. Wind man thing. Him always say, Hark, only Indian in world. We're devil.
Harka! Harka! Oh, golly, he's fainted! Hero, don't howl like that. Harker's not dead. He's gonna be all right. He's gotta be all right. He's coming too. Harker, I can't hear you. What did you say? Do you want something?
Lot of blood.
What, Harker?
You hear drums.
Drums? There aren't any drums, Harker.
Drums, boy, drums.
But there aren't any drums. Oh, golly, he must be delirious. Harker.
Drums. Yes, me hear you. Me hear you, my people.
Harker, you're just imagining.
Agony.
Please, Harker, don't try to get up. Harker's dying and it's all my fault. No, don't try to lick me. It is my fault. Everything that happened. When he's almost getting killed by the bull. Harker dying from that snake bite. All because I had to show off and try to rope that braver. Harker's gonna die and it's all my fault. I see, Hero. Yeah, the sun's coming up. It'll be dawn soon. Oh, I know the feller's come. Harker.
Bobby boy.
I'm right here beside you, Harker. Here, can you see me?
Me see.
Oh, golly, thank goodness.
What be happening? Sky like fire.
It's almost dawn. You've been unconscious most of the night. You were delirious.
Harker, here.
How do you feel, Harker? Any better?
Harker, yeah, all right. Do not worry, Bobby boy.
Oh, Holly, but you're still all hot with fever. And your lips, they're all swollen.
Yeah, not worry.
But I've got to get you to a doctor. It may be hours yet before the fellows find us, and you need help now.
Bull, still be outside?
Yeah, he's been out there all night, trying to get in at us.
You stay here.
But I've got to get you out of here. Oh, if only there was some way I could catch him. There must be a way. If I could just think of it.
You stay here. Not take chance.
Wait a minute. There is a way, Harker. Look at that rock wall on the right side of the pass. I could climb that.
Not try. Bull be the other side of the wall. Try kill
him. Not if I can catch him. And I've still got my rope.
Bull too strong. And him run off, break rope.
But suppose there's no slack in the rope. Suppose he can't run. I'll bet he couldn't break it then.
That'd be true.
Look, Harker. Do you see that big boulder up there? Well, if I could get one end of my rope around it and the other end on that bull.
Rock me. Too loose. Bull pull it down.
Sure, but the way it's placed, the rock would roll right down this side of the wall.
But what if...
Bull... Don't you see, Harker? The rock will hang down on one side of the wall, pulling the lasso bull up tight against the opposite side.
Now, try. Bobby, boy. Too dang. Dang.
I've got to try, Harker. It's the only way I can get out of here and bring help to you in time.
Harker!
Oh, golly, he's passed out again. No, it may just be just as well for him. Now Harker won't worry. Now you stay down here with him. I've got to climb up there and try to catch that bull. I broke out a hole around the rock. No! You stay down there with Harker, Hero. Now all I gotta do is lasso the bull with the other end of the rope and stop the rope. Rock, rolling down the side of the wall. Golly, look at him down there. Sure, only a move. To miss this time.
Easy.
There! Right down! Now for that bull, I hope. It's rolling! It's rolling! There it goes! It's okay, Hero. bull's caught. We can get out now.
Hurry. You're
caught. Right. Oh, golly, am I glad you're away, Carter. We can get out now. The bull's helpless. Here, I'll help you.
Me. No can do, Bobby boy. Too weak.
Oh, golly, Harkins, try to get out. We just got to get you to a doctor. Try, Harkins, try.
Me too.
Oh, golly.
Wait, you go along.
But, gosh, I hate to leave you. I've got to get a doctor yet.
Wait, Bobby boy. Wait, here's somebody. Sunlight. Drums.
Oh, golly, you're not going to get delirious again.
No, wait. Not be drums. Be horses.
Horses? Hey, I hear them, too. Harkins, the fellas. They found us. Now everything's going to be all... Harkins!
Easy, little boss. Take it easy.
Oh, doggone, why don't Dix and the doc come out?
Oh, come on, little boss. You got to be brave. Whatever happens, that's what Harkin wants.
But I can't even imagine what it'd be like without Harkin around.
I know, little boss, but there's nothing we can do now except to wait until the doc...
Dix, how is he? Is he going to be all right?
Easy now, son.
Oh, golly, Dix, tell me, how's Harkin?
He was in mighty bad shape, Bobby, but it looks as though he's going to pull through.
Oh, the saints be praised.
Oh, golly, Tix, can I go in and see him?
Well, no, I...
Just for a second, Tix. Please.
All right, son. Come on, we'll all go in for just a minute.
Hi, Harker.
Oh, you heard... Look like be all set for funeral. Be sorry, disappoint you.
Oh, golly, Harkin, you know how glad we all are that you're going to be all right.
Yeah, it just seems so funny seeing you lying in bed, Harker.
Well, Harker's going to have to take it easy for a while. Aside from the rattler's poison, he lost a lot of blood.
Lose so much blood. Me almost turned into... Bare-faced
fellow. You just stay where you are, Harker.
Yeah, sure. Just think of how horrible it might be, Harker. You might get to be like Windy.
Oh, is that so? Well, listen here, Irish.
Hey, no, hold on. You know, the doc says Harker needs rest and quiet.
Yeah, so behave, or I'll take on the both of you.
Oh, so now you're a fighter, huh, little boss? All right, come on, put up your dukes.
Oh, cut it out, Windy.
Come on, I dare you. I double dare you.
Uh-oh, Windy. Nothing doing. No more double dares for me.
And so ends another exciting adventure with Bobby Benson and his Be Bobby Riders. But there's more adventure and excitement heading your way. So be sure you're listening to your mutual station at this same time Monday for another thrilling story with Bobby Benson and his Be Bobby Riders, The Wind of Death. Bobby Benson and the Be Bobby Riders is produced by Herbert Reyes and directed by Bob Novak. Script is by Jim Sheehan and music by Al Finelli. This is Carlton Warren speaking and reminding you that you're riding the trail to adventure and excitement when you hear that familiar cry.
Be Bobby!
This program came from New York. Listen on Monday at 5 to Bobby Benson's Be Bobby Ranch. Stay tuned now for Tom Mix and his Great Shooters, which follows over most of these stations in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting Center.
you're listening to Bobby Benson and the B-Bar-B Writers. Today's feature on Yesterday Once More.
Welcome to the B-Bar-B Writers in today's very different adventure, The Tunnel of Trouble. Well, Riders, our adventure for today began as a long passenger train slowly snaked its way west and south toward the Big Bend country of Texas. Of particular interest to us are two of the passengers aboard, a girl and a man. As they rode through the painted canyons and rolling plains, their minds were on a different type of beauty.
Ah, it's beautiful, Franny. Yes, sirree, real beautiful. Judging by these letters, we have hit on the prize sucker of the century.
Oh, it's beautiful, all right. Did you see the part where he just casually mentions using a 100-carat diamond as a what, Bob?
Yeah, and the bit about having to hold down on his oil well so he don't end up owing the government more money than he makes. Oh, this jerk is some pigeon. Oh, there's one thing I don't quite get.
Well, what's that, Pete?
Well, if the guy is so loaded with loot, how come he has to write to a Lonely Hearts Club?
Well, how should I know? Maybe he's as eccentric as he sounds. But he did write, and now I've got him.
Yeah, we ought to be able to swindle him out of plenty.
I don't think so.
What do you mean? Worked on all the others. You meet him through these Lonely Hearts Clubs. We shake them down for what they're worth, and we skip. Why wouldn't it work this time?
Oh, it would work, but, I don't think I want it to.
Huh?
This bird's worth more than just an ordinary takedown.
Meaning?
Meaning that I wouldn't be at all surprised if I really marry this one.
Marry? You're crazy.
Boy, to judge by that picture, he's not bad looking. It might be interesting. For a while.
Yeah, but... Wait a minute. What do you mean, for a while?
Well, what do you think? You should know I don't look good in an apron.
Well, then what did you mean about marrying?
Well, it's really quite simple, Pete. I'll marry this... What was his name?
Wales. Windy Wales.
All right. I'll marry him, and you'll murder him.
Murder?
That's right. After all, don't you think I'll make a beautiful, wealthy widow?
Wendy! Hey, Wendy!
Oh, Windman.
Oh, got it, Wendy. Why don't you...
Oh, Wendy, that's me. Yes, X?
Wendy, I have a...
Oh, but I hope it ain't a job, because I'd hate to leave Rube right now. He's as sick as a dog. Matter of fact, I wish you'd send for the vet to look at him.
Yeah, all right. But first, I have one question to ask you. Who is Fran?
Oh, well, she... Oh, my gosh. How did you find out about that?
About what, Wendy?
Believe me, fellas, it was all a big mistake. You see, it all started with my answering an ad for a razzle-dazzle dishcloth.
What?
A new kind of dishcloth. Sounded like a good idea, so I read in for information. Only...
Go on, Wendy.
Well, somehow I got the wrong address, and instead it went to Harvey's Lonely Hearts Club. And the next thing I knowed, I was getting letters from this female woman.
Oh, no!
Well, shucks, it seemed only polite to answer, so... Well, I've been writing her ever since. There ain't no harm when she's so far away. There is there?
No harm at all when she's far away. Only right now, she's getting closer every minute.
Yeah, huh?
I just had a telegram for you, Wendy, from Fran. She'll arrive here at 4 this afternoon. And she's come west to marry you.
Choo.
Oh, Windman, why you be make like Fran, huh?
Oh, fellas, come to think of it, you better send for 2 veterinarians. I feel sick, too. Fellas, I think I better be getting back to the ranch. Rube ain't feeling well. He needs me.
Oh, no, you don't, Windy Wales. You're staying right here. You don't want to break the poor girl's heart, do you?
Oh, but doggone, I never said nothing about getting married. Shucks, I couldn't stand the inefficiency of a darn female.
You're all right, Windy, but even if it is a mistake, you still owe it to the girl to meet her after a long trip like this.
Yeah, but... Oh, all right. Only one thing, fellas. Don't let her know I'm as broke as I am. She thinks I'm a millionaire, and I'd hate to disillusion her on that, too.
Well, we'll go along with the gag as long as she's here. But...
Hey, Jack! Train's coming.
And I'm going.
You're not going anywhere, Wendy. Stay put.
Oh, me. You reckon maybe the train won't stop? But maybe we could grease the tracks so that it'd slide right by or derail it or... Shucks, it stopped.
Do you see anyone, Jack?
No, not yet. Yeah, hey, wait, up there. That girl and a man that just got off. He's looking this way.
Wendy!
Oh, my gosh.
Wendy! Wendy, darling, to meet you at last.
What? Hey, oh. Now, ma'am.
Guys, you grabbed Jack.
Just darling. I'm not Wendy. I'm Peck Mason.
Oh, but the picture you sent me, I'd know you anywhere.
Picture? Well, I just... Wendy?
Yeah, well, I forgot to tell you, Tex. When she asked me to send her a picture, I sent one of you instead.
Oh, no.
Well, it was only because I don't take a good picture. They always look like me.
Then... Oh, you're Wendy Wales?
Yeah. Why are you looking at me that way, ma'am? You ain't disappointed, are you? Or are you?
Well, of course she's not. Are you afraid?
Oh, what? Oh, no, no, of course not. Oh, but I should introduce you. Wendy, this is my little brother, too.
Little?
Put her there, Wales.
Hey, help! Just call me, Larry.
Hey, the train's pulling out. Oh, but Wendy, darling, to meet you at last, I just got to kiss you.
Hey, stop. Now, you keep going, oh. Ma'am. Please, now, my horse Mabel is watching. She'll be jealous. You can't.
Wendy.
Sorry, gee, would you? Oh, look out, Wendy. The man over the train's moving to stay for you.
Look out. Help.
He's out like a knife. So a hook hit him right in the head and she was kissing him.
Wendy. Wendy, are you all right? Wendy.
Give him air, son. He's coming to us.
Oh, Wendy, darling, speak to me.
Ma'am, please don't never kiss me like that again.
Wendy.
He'll be all right, ma'am. Just passed out again. Come on, boys, let's carry him to the buckboard and we'll head out for the ranch.
Tex.
Yes, son?
Tex, what do you think of this gal? Do you really think she means to marry Wendy?
It's hard to say, son. I've been giving that a lot of thought myself. She seems to be serious, and yet, well, it doesn't add up.
Yeah, and that brother of hers. Golly, he looks like a thug to me.
Yeah, and yet, why should she come out here if she doesn't mean to go through with it?
You reckon maybe she's marrying Wendy for his money?
Oh, now, son, she... Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, you might have something there. I'd forgotten she still thinks that Wendy's a millionaire. Yeah, she may have hit on something. Come on, son, let's have a talk with Wendy.
Oh, we can't now. He rode off a while ago. He was to meet Fran down by the old mine tunnel.
Oh, well, then we'll have to put it off. But in the meantime, I think I'll head into town and do some checking. Yes, we might learn something very interesting on our lonely hearts.
And I tell you, I can't go through with it, Pete. Oh, I'll do a lot for money, but marry this whale? Uh-uh. Why, I had to feed him some garlic to be sure he was breathing.
Yeah, but all this moody...
We'll have to be satisfied with that diamond he wrote us about. We're going to be able to get plenty on that.
From Phil the Fence?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know how he chisels on diamonds. Why, he's downright crooked.
Well, just the same, it's better than marrying that reluctant Romeo of mine.
But look...
Now, stop arguing and do what I told you. Get out of sight when whales come. Then when I kiss him, you slug him.
Yeah, but if...
Just do as I... I think I hear him coming now. Quick, Pete, let back farther into the tunnel.
Okay, but I still think you're letting them off too easy.
Quiet. Wendy? Is that you, darling? I'm back here in the tunnel.
Ma'am, I...
Oh, now what's the matter with my little cowboy? You should feel happy we're alone at last.
Yeah. Well, I got to get back to Ruby, Anna.
No, stop that, Wendy. Come here and kiss me.
Oh, now, not that again, ma'am.
Kiss me.
But, ma'am, I... Now, ma'am, I just got to go see Ruby.
Holy smokes, this guy's for real. He goes right on talking after I slug him.
Never mind, Pete. He's out now, so roll him over and frisk him. And all I can say is he better have that diamond on him. If I had to kiss that walrus-faced moron for nothing, so help me, I'll kill him. Go on. Search him.
A bottle opener, a half an apple, two ticket stubs to the World's Fair, squashed banana.
Yeah, yeah.
Bottle of cod liver oil.
Oh, no.
The heel off an old shoe. Well, that's all there was in that pocket.
And it's the last pocket. He doesn't have the diamond on him.
Oh, God, with all the trash he carries, you'd think he'd have at least one diamond. Hey, well, what do we do now?
Well, there is nothing to do except clear out.
Well, I can give up on the guy after coming all the way out here.
Well, what else can we do?
We can go through with the original plan.
You mean for me to marry him?
Yes.
I tell you, I can.
You got to, Fran. It won't be for long. Just as soon as you're married up with him legal, I'll bump the jerk off. Hey, he's coming too. I better clear up.
Oh, but please.
Just get the jerk to marry you. And remember, it ain't like you was losing your freedom. You're gaining a fortune.
But... All right. Come on.
He's dead.
Wake up.
Did anyone get the license on that elephant to kick me?
Come on, Windy. Wake up.
Oh, it's you, ma'am. What happened?
You don't remember?
No, Oh, yeah. Now I remember. You kissed me. But... I'm all confused.
And you don't remember proposing to me?
No, proposing? Oh, but I couldn't have. Why, I'm a happy bachelor.
Oh, I'm not for long, then, because you proposed and I agreed to get married right away.
Oh, no, I can't have been that unconscious.
Oh, Wendy, what a way to talk. Well, I need someone like you to protect poor little me.
But, ma'am, you outweigh me.
Why, you... Listen here, stupid.
My name's Windy.
Your name will be mud if you try to get out of this. You proposed to me, and you're going to marry me.
And that's what happened, fellas. She claims I proposed to her, and she says now I gotta marry her.
Golly.
Well, did you propose, Windy?
I don't know. But doggone, I gotta talk to Tex and find out how to get out of this.
Well, you can't talk to him now, Windy. He rode into town a while ago and he isn't back yet.
Yeah, it looks to me like you're hooked, Windy.
Now, cut that out, Irish. I tell you, I ain't gonna do it. So I proposed. Okay, then I'll unpropose.
You what?
I'll unpropose. I'll just up to her and her brother and tell them I ain't gonna marry her. And fellas.
Yeah, Windy?
If they kill me, look after Rube and Mabel.
Your job now, Fran, is to see that he don't get out of marrying you. Tell him your father has already ordered the ring or that the wedding plans are made or anything, but don't let him get out of it.
Well, don't worry. I can handle Wales. The others that have me worry. They aren't as dumb as he is.
Who is?
It's no joking matter, Pete. Well, I do smell a rat and foul up everything.
Don't worry about them. I'll do some snooping and let you know if they start anything. I'll head over to the ranch house now.
Ma'am! Ma'am, are you in there?
My son said, stupid now. Just a minute, Windigan.
Okay, I'll slip out the back way. But don't forget, Fran, you almost got your fish now. So don't let him get off the hook.
I won't. But at times like this, I'm almost tempted to turn honest. Coming, stupid.
Ma'am, I... what was that you called me?
What? Oh, I called you stupid, just a pet name.
Oh. Well, ma'am, I have come to tell you...
That you love me, yes, I know, and I love you, too. Especially when you look so handsome.
No, that ain't it. Handsome?
Of course, Indicator. And just look at the way your muscles show through the sleeve of that shirt.
Huh? Well, them ain't muscles, ma'am. That's just the wrinkles in my red flannels. But...
Oh, no.
But, ma'am, like I was saying, I have come here to tell you...
I know, Indy. You've come to tell me one of your wonderful stories. I heard you're a marvelous storyteller.
But please, Wendy.
Won't you tell me a story?
Well, one time I was trapping with Buffalo Bill and Annie Oakley. It was like this, you see. I was out...
Hold it. Bobby, Parker, you see Wendy?
Last I saw her, he was heading over to unproposed to friend. See, but you look excited, Jack.
Sure, Tanner. You learned something in town?
Yeah, plenty, Harker. We weren't mistaken when we thought there was something suspicious about Fran and her brother. I was in touch with a newspaper gal named Gertrude and found out about their record.
You mean they're crooks?
Yeah, two of the crookedest crooks that ever lived. And they're dangerous. That's why I want to get to Wendy and fast.
Well, golly, what are we waiting on? Come on, Bowers, let's go.
And, ma'am, when I got done shooting and the dust cleared away, there wasn't a single buffalo standing. Why, even the one on the nickel in my pocket was lying down.
Oh, what Windykins, I can't believe it.
Oh, you can't, huh? Well, suppose I told it this way. Me and Buffalo Bill, we was out what... Did you say something, ma'am?
What? Oh, no.
Have you got a loose tooth, ma'am? You know, I used to whistle like that till they put in this pivot tooth right here. See? Here.
Never mind, Windykins. Just kiss me.
What? Huh? Oh, no, not that again.
I said kiss
now,
me.
Now, ma'am, you let go of me.
It'd be a habit. Is he out, Fred?
What does it look like? What's the idea, Pete? Why'd you break in here hissing at me?
I had to. It was just over by the ranch house when Mason got back. He's wise to us.
What?
It's the truth. Must have found out that we're wanted by the cops back east. And
what? You in there! Open up!
Oh, my gosh, it's them witch rats.
Oh, not yet, we're not. We got our guns and we got whales.
Yeah, but how...
Open up in there! We know you're in there.
All right, Mason, we'll open up. But we're walking out of here and you better not try to stop us. We got whales here, and if you don't do exactly what we say, so help me, we'll kill them.
What do we do?
Lordy, gee, we can't let them shoot, Wendy.
And yet those two are wanted by half the police department.
What about it, Nathan?
I guess there's only one thing to do, son.
All right. Come on out. We won't try to stop you.
It worked, Fran. They're going to let us go.
I didn't have much choice. Well, personally, I don't see why they'd ever miss whales. Oh, all right, Pete, bring along our sleeping beauty, and we'll clear out.
All right, my gosh, Frank, whales ain't here.
Now, Phil, they must be.
Oh, he ain't. He must have come through and hopped out the back way.
Heck, did you hear that?
Sure did, son, and that's all I want to know.
Look out, Fran, they're coming this way.
I'll stop them.
Get in, check the gun.
Yeah, we got him. But bring him along, boys. We've got to find out where Wendy went.
Wendy, what are you doing here in the stable?
Oh, howdy, fellas. Hey, have I got something to tell you?
Well, I've got a few things to tell you, Mr. Wales, disappearing when the trouble started.
Oh, well, shucks, I know you could handle them.
We got them, but that's still no excuse for you to run off that way.
I didn't run off. I just come to see how Rube was. And, fellas, you'll never guess what that fool hound went and done.
What, Wendy?
Just look for yourselves, fellas. Over here in the stall. There. I want you to meet Nell, Carl, Max, and...
Wait, Thomas, look! Puppies!
Yeah. Oh. That burn room, he went and had himself a batch of puppies.
He did? Oh, no.
Oh, well, shucks. I know now that he's a she. That ain't nothing to get upset about. From now on, we'll just call Rube Susie instead.
Oh, no. This is the end.
Yes, it is, Irish. Except for turning those two over to the sheriff, that is.
You're turning them over to the sheriff?
Well, of course, Wendy. They're wanted criminals.
Oh. Well, okay. Only you'd better give the sheriff a warning when you do.
Huh?
Warning?
Yeah. You see, just tell the sheriff not to worry if they pull guns or knives or bombs or anything, but... Little boss, tell him, whatever he does, don't let her kiss him.
Oh, Wendy.
That concludes our program for today. I want to thank you for listening and join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Yesterday Once More. Until then, so long for now. And that next week, by the way, doesn't include the folks here on the chat room, because this is for another program as well. So enjoy, guys, and I'm sorry I messed up the dates. Okay, here we go. Take it away, Bob.